The Australian government's been blindsided by a UN draft ruling declaring the Great Barrier Reef to be a World Heritage Site in danger. UNESCO's World Heritage Committee says it has the utmost concern that targets to protect the reef are not being met, particularly around water quality. The Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, says Australian officials have been stunned by the decision, which she calls a backflip on previous assurances.
Australia will contest this position. The operational guidelines were not followed. We were blindsided by a sudden late decision, and it is almost unheard of for a site to be added to the in danger list or recommended. Remember, this is a draft recommendation without the necessary consultation leading up to it.
The decision will be voted on at a World Heritage Committee meeting in China next month. Professor Terry Hughes from the Australian Research Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University joins us now. Terry Hughes, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Terry Hughes, you heard the Minister. She's stunned by this draft ruling by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. Are you?
No, not really. UNESCO has been moving in this direction now for quite a few years. The Australian government itself has acknowledged the importance of climate change to the Great Barrier Reef, and we've seen report after report, both from Australia, from IUCN, from UNESCO itself, that all make the point that climate change is the number one threat to the Great Barrier Reef. There's been a move by UNESCO in recent years to link the climate change policies of individual countries to their stewardship of World Heritage areas. So I think this draft decision, which will be ratified in July by the World Heritage Committee, is a logical one and one that isn't terribly surprising.
Why logical, though, given an individual country's climate change efforts are not, can't be taken as changing the global impacts of climate change? It is a global effort. Why does it make sense to criticise a government for their individual climate change policies if a government, as Australia does have with the Reef 2050 plan, has in place quite a detailed and well-funded plan for looking after the reef? And that's been recognised in the past. Even as you say, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority and others have listed climate change as the greatest pressure on the reef.
Well, just admitting that it's the single biggest pressure is not the same as action to reduce it. Australia has one of the highest per capita emissions in the world. And of course, we're responsible for the Great Barrier Reef. The Reef 2050 plan was initiated at the insistence of UNESCO to try and improve stewardship of the reef. The 2050 plan is really a plan all about water quality. Mm-hmm. It has some very solid elements, but it completely ignores climate change, apart from acknowledging that it's the number one issue. There are no targets in the Reef 2050 plan to reduce Australia's emissions.
No, but if we look at it more broadly, though, Terry, I mean, if climate change impacts are used as a justification for an in danger listing, then every reef must be therefore listed in danger because climate change is a problem. Every World Heritage Site must be that is affected in any way by climate change must be listed as in danger. Is that the logical extension of this?
Not really. There are 29 World Heritage Sites that have coral reefs. Mm-hmm. Four of them are in Australia. But other countries that are responsible for those World Heritage properties have much better climate policies than Australia does. Australia is still refusing to sign up to a net zero target by 2050, which makes it a complete outlier. And I think this draft decision from UNESCO is pointing the finger at Australia and saying, if you're serious about saving the Great Barrier Reef, you need to do something about your climate policies.
The Minister said on AM that this was a backflip by the committee. That's how she described it. And she said Australia had been assured the recommendation wouldn't be made. So blindsided is another word she used. Based on your understanding of how this process works, is she correct? Was this a surprise to you too?
I'm not sure whether it's a backflip or not. The World Heritage Committee is comprised of 21 countries. It rotates, so nine of them were elected in November 2019. So the final decision, which will be ratified in July, is made by those 19 countries. And I think the signals have been there now for many years. And Australia, while it still has good local management of stressors like overfishing and some improvement in water quality. The big issue here is climate change, and Australia has steadfastly refused to do anything much about it.
It's been noted that China is chair of the World Heritage Committee, the UNESCO World Heritage Committee, at the moment. China, of course, is taking stands in other forums against Australia, you know, on trade issues, banning wine, putting massive tariffs on our wine exports, for instance. Do you think there's any case for suggesting that China has had a hand in this as part of its overall national kind of retaliation against Australia?
The World Heritage Committee is very political. Countries like Australia spend a lot of effort lobbying individual members of the committee. As I said, there are 19 countries on the committee. China is certainly influential, especially in its position as chair. But the decision will be made by 21 countries, not just by China.
Just finally, you know the reef like the back of your hand. You sort of know it, certainly know it most better than probably anyone listening today. The reef's had suffered successive coral bleaching events 3 in 5 years leading up to 2020. What kind of pressure is on the reef, and has the government's 2050 plan, which has had, as the minister said, record levels of funding, investment, it's tightening controls on commercial use like shipping and dredging and chemical runoff from farms, is it having any impact in restoring the health of the reef?
Restoring is a pretty loaded word. So the issue here is that UNESCO are concerned about the world heritage values of the Great Barrier Reef, which have declined since the reef was inscribed in 1981. That decline will continue so long as climate change continues to cause these huge bleaching events, and we expect more and more of them in the future. The Reef Water Quality Report Card documents progress in meeting the Reef 2050 targets for water quality. And there's been some progress, but generally speaking, those targets have not been met. And the main reason is because the Reef 2050 plan is not actually fully funded.
Right.
And more investment is needed to reach those water quality targets. But even if they are reached, it will certainly help nearshore parts of the Great Barrier Reef. But the issue of climate change won't go away until Australia and the rest of the world addresses greenhouse gas emissions.
Terry Hughes, thanks very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Professor Terry Hughes in the ARC Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University.